da di ra da da di ra di ra da ra di ra da di da da di ra da.
Welcome. It's dark and dreary outside, but we're going to make it better here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, and I'll be with you until noon today. Yeah, well, we're going to explore a little bit of our existential angst regarding things as banal as the weather and other things. You know, it's kind of a drag that they move up that celebration a couple of weeks so they could catch some good weather, and what happens? It's a drag. Not a good weekend for Oregon between, you know, that football game that we don't want to talk about and kind of a rainy celebration. But don't worry, Indian summer is coming. We've got another summer coming next week. It's all going to be great again. We're going to have wonderful weather at least into October, and we're going to have fun. So look outside. Things will change. It's going to be a nice afternoon because me, the Reverend Mark Time, I said so.
As a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, oh, I'd let that old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. Thank you. September, November, and I'm not quite equipped for these waiting games. I have a little money, and I've had a little pain, and these few golden days, as they grow so few, these golden days, I'd like to spend them with you. These precious golden days, I'd like to spend them with you. September song, September song, September song, September song.
Tumbling down, remember in September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain, in the rain, in the rain. It's still September in the rain.
any day. Back in the scrub on a wet afternoon, down in the mud, dreaming of flowers and you. End of the season, end of the season.
Oh, it's a long time from May to December, but the days grow short, can't you kind of now, when you reach September, when the autumn weather turn get hot, leaves to flame. One hasn't got time. One ain't, by the waiting game. Hear me now.
course, who else but the incredible James Brown doing September Song. Before that, the Kinks, Change of the Seasons. And Julie London, September in the Rain, started out with Lou Reed. Once again, September Song here on The Hangover. We're listening to Ruth Reyes doing Clean Dirt. Yeah, she's female trombone player. And weather for Eugene, Oregon today. It's going to be overcast today. Chance of showers. 67 degrees will be the highs, 47 in the lows. Tomorrow, clearing, sunny, 70 degrees. And we have a heating trend throughout the week, moving up to 81 degrees on Wednesday. Humidity right now is 69. Yeah. Just like Route 69, you know. Route 69, that's that road called the Beltline Highway. Yeah. And they changed it to 569 for obvious reasons. This is the Reverend Mark time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover, just kind of wailing. I'm just wailing. I'm very excited because this week I got in the mail some Leo D. Lion 45s. Leo D. Lion's a cat that, well, he was a comedian and sort of a real ethnic Jewish comedian. Actually, one of his albums is Jewish Humor, recorded in England. For some reason, he was big in England on the Oriole label, but he also is responsible for launching Al Cooper's career. Al Cooper played on his first record. Leo D. Lion was the musical accompanist, did I get that right, to Phil Silvers and Sandler and Young. Also, he was the voices on Top Cat. Leo D. Lion is a personal hero of mine because way back in the 1950s and early 60s, he was doing multi-tracking using his voice to cover all the instruments. And I got this really cool single on the Coral label that I'm going to play for you now by Leo D. Lion. It's called For Me and My Gal. Now, you're going to say, this is real hokey. But after a while, just listen to all the orchestration. Most of this record is Leo on vocals. I really did.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sam, they're waiting for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal, waiting for me and my gal. And someday we're gonna build a little home for two, or three, or four, or more in Loveland. For me and my gal, nobody else. I see
when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. And we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in the river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together, out together, out together, cheek to cheek. Oh, da ba 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 da da ba ba da 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 da.
I was a 97-pound weakling.
Now I'm strong and trim, 'cause I went to Sick Manny's gym. I was sitting on a beach where, like, all alone, when a guy yelled at me,
"Hey, you skinny bag of bones!"
Got up and ran away and took a quick little swim. Then I cut out to Sick Manny's gym. He had me pushing up, sitting up, pressing and a straddle, hurling and a whirling and a bouncing in the saddle. I was sweating, but I stuck to it like scotch tape. And when I came out, man, what a shape!
Wow!
So I went back to the beach just looking for that guy. He was sitting with his girlfriend, so I punched him in the eye. Picked him up and threw him just as far as he could go. And his girl kissed me and said,
"My hero!"
'Cause I was pushing up, sitting up, pressing and a straddle, hurling and a whirling and a bouncing in the saddle. Now I came out full of vigor and vim, 'cause I went over to Sick Manny's gym.
Wow!
Oh boy, oh boy. Oswald, be a deer and pass the dumbbell. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Have you got troubles like I once had? Your friends will all tease you 'cause you look so bad. Your girl keeps asking you why you're so slim. Take a little walk to Sick Manny's gym. He'll have you pushing up, sitting up, pressing and a straddle, hurling and a whirling and a bouncing in the saddle. You'll be sweating, but you stick to it like scotch tape. of shape. Oh, thank you, sick man, for what you've done for me. Ooh, I'm so strong. Stand back, girls, and dig my crazy chest expansion. Hey, I think one chick flipped and fainted. I think I'm gonna crush 7 grapes.
Yeah, that stuff about the gym. You know, I was a member of a gym earlier this year, and most of the time, most people that join gyms end up flaking out after about 6 months, and I was no exception. I got involved with a temp job. I got involved with working on my house, and I don't know, man. It was like I was spending like 2 to 3 hours a day around this gym thing, and by the time I got done, I was exhausted. I had nothing. I was too pooped to pop, so to speak. So, I don't know. Better luck next time. I'll try it out again when I get some money. That was Sick Manny's Gym by Leo D. Lion. Before that, Cheek to Cheek by Leo D. Lion. And For Me and My Gal. Now, the interesting thing about Sick Manny's Gym is that, like I was telling you, Al Kooper was all over that record. It was his first recording. And the B-side is an Al Kooper instrumental that's really sick. Cheek to Cheek came from Leo D. Lion's Leo's Here album, which I got in the mail. That's the opening track. And For Me and My Gal, B-side of Lonesome, Sick, and Disgusted, a single that came out on the Coral label. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. We're just kind of taking it easy, listening to Dave Brubeck here. And I've got a hangover cure coming up, but first, speaking of people that can do everything in the studio all by themselves, I'm really in love with the new Imogene Heap CD, and I just, please indulge me. Let me play a track for you. Please? Can I? I know you'll dig it. And it's not the single. The single is First Train Home. But she does everything, pretty much everything on this album, with a few exceptions. A couple guys come in and play guitar every now and then, but I'm just so impressed with the Imogene Heap Ellipse CD. I burned one just for the station, so you'll be hearing it here on KWVA. This is a track from Ellipse by Imogene Heap, a track called Between the Sheets.
Yellow stickies of my mind on the molten emotional front line. I couldn't care less. I'm transfixed in this absolute bliss. Sweet sleep. Softly, softly, the goosebumps like that. And then a kiss. Begin the thank you.
All right, the latest from Imogene Heap, Between the Sheets. A very good friend of mine who was on the radio with me a few weeks ago is having a birthday tomorrow, and I wanted to wish him a happy birthday. This is for you, Gary. Gary Mollica, happy birthday.
Lily Gaia, ka sa buong buhay. Much of that Wild West red-eye last night. My head feels like there was two porcupines inside a backing up against my eyeballs.
Yeah, we haven't had a hangover cure in a while, so we've got this week's hangover cure courtesy of Health Day News. This came out Friday, August 28th. Listen closely. To treat a hangover, drink lots of water, get plenty of rest, but eat your asparagus. I knew Mom was right about that. A new study shows that the amino acids and minerals in asparagus extract may ease hangovers and protect liver cells against toxins in alcohol. Wow, they used lab rats. They got lab rats drunk. Isn't that cool? Who was that? Pixie and Dixie? I'd like to see them. Oh, they probably got drunk on their cartoon show. Anyhow, asparagus, a vegetable eaten in many countries around the world, been used for its anti-cancer, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, and diuretic effects. That's a whole other thing, because, you know, they say that, what is it, 50% of all people that eat asparagus, well, I don't want to get too graphic, but when you eliminate it later on, it smells like asparagus. Enough said. Anyhow, chronic alcohol use causes oxidative stress that leads to liver damage. Over-imbibing can cause headache, nausea, diarrhea, and thirst. No kidding. Anyhow, this hangover cure brought to you as a public service of KWVA and me, the Reverend Mark Times, Sunday Morning Hangover. We're listening to Christian McBride. Yeah, doing a song. It's called Used to Could. I wonder what used to could means. But I want to tell you about what we heard before the hangover cure. We heard Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. Well, Darlene wasn't on that, but Jonathan Edwards and Darlene Edwards are also known as Paul Weston and Joe Stafford. And that's from the first album, The Artistry of Jonathan Edwards on Columbia. It came out in the late 50s, and it was like one of these gag records that kind of took off. They did like two or three of those albums. It might as well be spring. Golden Gate Strings did that scintillating version of Mr. Tambourine Man, and the only reason I played that was because Bob Dylan's coming to town, and everybody is just so excited they can't contain themselves. Bob Dylan's coming to town. Wowie. And Floyd Kramer, Rain on the Roof, the Lovin' Spoonful song we started out with. Happy Birthday Polka, children's record for my good friend Gary Nervo, yeah. All right. I forgot where I was headed. I had something queued up. Did I? Oh, yeah. For no good reason, I'm just doing a lot of random stuff today. It turns out that one of my favorite songs from my youth was the first Gamble and Huff production. If you don't know who Gamble and Huff are, they produced all those great records out of Philadelphia back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And their first record was on a little label called Crimson Records. It's by the Soul Survivors. I've got the scratchiest copy of this, but I really love this song, The Expressway to Your Heart.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, that's the best way.
It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded.
I'm
I got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Love is best way to your heart. That is best way. That's your best way. At the 5 o'clock. What you call it? What you call it?
Welcome to the Travelers Insurance Company's exhibit. You are about to start on an unforgettable journey. A journey across 2.5 billion years of life on Earth. You are going to walk through the history of man. You will be with him as he meets his greatest challenges. For this is your story, the triumph of man. This is East Africa and man, your ancestor of 1.5 million years ago. He is ape-like, clothed in coarse hair, but he stands upright. He can think. He can learn. Early man uses rocks and clubs to kill animals for food. He fashions small stone tools to help him cut through tough hides. His world is violent, cruel, but he survives. And this simple pebble tool is the beginning of a technology which will take man to the stars. For 1 million years, man faces life like the animals with only primitive tools to help. Man has long known of fire, but he runs from it in fear. Then, man discovers he can use this energy. The small flames light his nights. He is able to cook. With fire, man can now live in colder climates, and he inhabits more of the earth. In northern China, 250,000 years ago, we find man gathering his family around the fire. The hearth has remained, ever since, the symbol of home. A quarter of 1 million years go by. Man is now aware of a world beyond his own senses. A world of emotion, imagination, the supernatural. The succession of day and night, the rhythm of the seasons, the pattern of life and death are mysteries he tries to understand. These cavemen hope to exert a magical power over the animals by painting their images. Out of man's desire to influence forces beyond himself, a simple religion arises in the hostile world of 25,000 years ago. Man moves over hills and past far rivers in search of game. Then, on a warm spring day, he plants his first seeds. The grain grows, and again, his life changes. With agriculture, the hazardous nomadic life of hunting flows into a more settled existence. It is 8,000 years ago. Man is building small villages. He domesticates animals, develops crafts like weaving and pottery. The earth yields. Man stores his surplus, protecting himself against starvation. Society becomes more complex as man begins to organize himself and those around him.
Just remember, nobody wears a frown in Tweakertown. Yeah. That's what this is called, anyhow. By Helen and Dick Bouchard. Yeah, dedicated to all my friends out in Springfield. Also dedicated to you, Armin Hammer, who's laid up with a bad injury. Armin, I've got a song coming up for you after the break. I'm sure everybody out there is going to love it. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA Eugene.